I came across this post by Peter Steinberger, the creator of OpenClaw, of course, yesterday on X, where he wrote, "Here's your monthly reminder that you shouldn't be prompting coding agents anymore. You should be designing loops that prompt your agents." And oh boy, I have some thoughts here. So loop engineering it is now, right? I don't think it's an official term yet, but we'll see if it will be. And of course, we're coming from a past where we had prompt engineering, then parts of the industry decided that this should be rephrased or relabeled as context engineering, which was always stupid because it's the same thing in the end, because it always was about ensuring that the model has the right context. That was the entire idea behind prompt engineering too, because yeah, obviously the right context matters, did matter, still matters, will matter, because if you want to have better chances of getting good results out of LLMs, you need to give them the right context. You have a better chance then, no guarantee, even with the right context, mistakes are possible or just not getting what you were looking for. That's all possible because it's still a non-deterministic system, a non-deterministic tool. But if you want to have a shot at getting good results, and you definitely can get good results, then providing the right context is important. Now, around the change from 2025 to 2026, and of course throughout this year, we then saw the rise of agentic coding, since tools like Claude Code and Codex, combined with the models that are used inside them, which have been heavily fine-tuned and optimized for instruction following and coding tasks, those tools with the models showed us that, yeah, you can really use these AI models, LLMs, for coding tasks and get stuff done with them as assistants. At least that is still my take and my experience. And I've been using these models a lot and these tools, playing around with them pretty much every day, using them every day, and not just playing around with them, also using them for serious projects. And of course, that is why I built courses about Claude Code and Codex, where I dive a bit deeper and share my learnings and how to use these tools. And these tools are useful assistants, but they just aren't those replacements of developers yet, and as I've shared in many other episodes, probably also not in the near future. Nonetheless, of course, Anthropic and OpenAI, they added extra commands to these tools, like the slash goal command in Codex or the slash loop command in Claude Code, where the idea is that you can specify a specific goal, a maybe more complex task, with that command added in front of it, and the tool Codex Claude Code with the model will keep on going and will keep on reprompting itself until that task is completed. And it's kind of only the Rolf loop again. Remember the Rolf loop at the beginning of 2026? We had that hype around the Rolf loop where some people just sold you that you just need a detailed step-by-step list of tasks that need to be completed to achieve a certain goal, build a certain feature, and then you could use an extension to keep Claude Code and Codex then at some point going and work its way through that list. And even though we had the Rolf loop back in January already, and some people sold it to you as the solution for building software autonomously, where is all that software? Where is all that software, that error-free, amazing software? Why is Claude Code still flickering? Yeah. Anyway. So we had the Rolf loop back then. Now it's back here, officially integrated into Claude Code and Codex. And now we're talking about loop engineering, or designing your loops that prompt your agents. And of course, that is something that's easy to say for someone who works for OpenAI in the end, because of unlimited tokens, because it turns out these loops, these commands, they can burn through a lot of tokens. The problem just is you have the same probabilistic nature of the entire system. And I think one thing that's often overlooked is that indeed my experience has been that these AI models and these tools and the models combined, it's really both, they are indeed pretty good at just keeping on going until a certain goal is achieved. I mean, one tiny example I had a few weeks or months ago now, is I had a couple of PDF documents which I needed to combine into one, which combined must not be bigger than 5 megabytes, but each individual document was already like 6 megabytes because they contained scans. So I just threw my coding agent, I think Codex, at the task, and it kept on going, kept on writing some little programs and stuff, and until it really achieved that. And obviously, that might not be a super complex task. The point just is, indeed, these models, if they can verify an outcome, they are quite decent at achieving a goal, at achieving a certain task. They just keep on going and try different ways of getting there. The problem just is, that is not necessarily how good software is being built. It's one thing to just get something done, to just find a way of doing something. That may be enough for certain use cases. If we're talking about software that should be distributed, that should be evolved and maintained, it's not a good strategy to just find a way of getting there, because that one way may get one thing done at this point in time. It may break in the future. It may break for a slightly different input. It may contain a lot of bugs or security issues. It may fail for so many reasons, for so many other situations. It may have poor performance. And all that, again, may not matter if you're just trying to get one thing done right now. But that is, again, not what software in general, if we're talking about software as a product at least, is about. So there are reasons why we learned as developers that certain patterns and practices and approaches make sense because they're easier to adapt, easier to understand, easier to adjust, simply cleaner, not just for the cleanliness sake, but for the extensibility, maintainability, performance, security, and understandability sake. And even if you don't care about understanding the code anymore, because you'd say that the AI just needs to understand it, not a human, which is also really, really a bad take, because obviously AI models have limited context windows and all that. But even then, if that's your take on the understandability, the other parts still matter. And yeah, I don't think there is more to say about that. I really hate the current point in time where we have all these annoying, stupid terms coming up all the time, and then we got people trying to sell you products and courses and stuff off that. And I sell courses myself. I just don't sell and won't sell you a course on loop engineering or anything like that. But yeah, here we are. I'm sure at some point we'll be past that and we can use these coding agents for what they are, helpful assistants. But right now, we're still stuck here, and I'm excited to see what will be next after loop engineering.